podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Almost 2 months ago now, I had an injury pretending to be a Muay Thai hero.
Yeah.
I was being a hero, but not in a good way.
Well, it wasn't your fault.
No, it was an accident at Muay Thai doing some sparring and got thrown down. And I went down, but my knee stayed up, like the lower half of my leg stayed up. And when I stood up, I was like, this is bad. I couldn't put weight on it when I did.
You were screaming. You said you screamed.
I yelped and the whole gym went quiet.
You poor thing. That makes me so sad because...
It's one of my prouder moments.
You can't control that.
No, I know. And then I got up and my knee wanted to bend inwards towards the other knee. That's where it wanted to sort of collapse, like, which is not the way a knee generally moves.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought we'd done sort of a ligament injury through a process of x-ray, MRI, specialist sort of arrangement, worked out that it was actually a fracture. So there's a little gouge at the top of my tibia.
You've done it well.
Yes. Yeah, they reckon 5 to 10 years, bit of arthritis, and then I might need a knee replacement. So that's cool.
Far out, mate.
That's cool. So the moral of the story is don't do things.
Well, you know, you can't expect a body at 40 to act like it is at 18. So starting new sports seems to be the thing that is a bit intense. But how are you to know?
Exactly right. Go do something for fitness and fun, and I could have done that for 10 years and not injured myself.
You could have done ballroom dancing and hurt yourself.
That's the other thing, yeah. So unlucky. It just was very unlucky. So, I'm an adult who signed up for a martial arts class. There's got to be a certain level of, like, understanding of risk, yeah?
Yeah.
So all fine, whatever. But, yes, I've been sort of on and off crutches, mainly off crutches, but on crutches a bit for the last almost 2 months.
Mm.
And, yesterday I went and saw the surgeon for the verdict.
Yeah.
Have I got a drum roll? No, my buttons aren't working. No, okay, I do have a drum roll. Here we go. So the good news is I'm allowed to walk again.
Yay! Very good.
The bad news is I went, my appointment was for 2:30 and I had to pick up the girls at 4 and Mum was out of town, so I didn't really have any backup. And so... it sort of was creeping close, and it's like in town, and then I've got to get back to Lara, and so it's creeping close to 3:30.
What are you thinking?
My appointment was booked for 2:30.
So what?
Even if it was 45 minutes late, I would still have time to have the appointment and then get out and get them.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, obviously it didn't, so I went and sat at the hospital for a bit, and then I left again and just said, hey, sorry, we're going to have to reschedule. And anyway, so they then called me at like 6 o'clock last night.
And did like a telehealth.
Yeah. Mm. And they said, hey. And I was like, how does the x-ray look? Because I got x-ray the night of.
Oh, yep.
And then I got an x-ray about three weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had an x-ray this week, right?
Yep.
So there's been 3 x-rays all the way through. And he goes, it looks really good. It looks really, really good.
Mm.
And he goes, I think that was the problem the whole time because I couldn't see what was wrong with me from the x-ray. Yeah. It needed to be the MRI.
Yeah, it was swollen.
I sort of brought it up, but also he seemed to agree that some of the experimental sort of more new agey treatments that I've been doing might have helped the process along.
Yeah, and so you were so keen to tell us all what that was.
Oh, no, I checked the legality.
And I said, look, I don't think you should. And then you're like, no, I'm going to.
Yeah, because
I said, good, all right, go for it.
Well, I hadn't done – I was doing research, but I hadn't done research on the specifics around it.
Yeah.
So suffice to say that my research was successful.
Hmm.
And I'm now basically Wolverine. And if you know, you know.
You do have a Wolverine look about you.
I do. Mm. It's the chops, isn't it?
Well, I'm really happy to hear that because you say you were on crutches for 4 weeks, but what you were actually doing was walking around with one crutch, not doing anything.
Oh,
you're like,
so
it's not load-bearing, not load-bearing.
Such a pain in the ass, mate.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Everything is.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know how to walk anymore. I've forgotten how to walk. I'm like limping and I'm like, no, you don't have to do that anymore. But my leg is still like stiff and stuff. So
looking good, mate.
If you see me, give you thanks, mate. If you see me gimping around town, that's why.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Now, this nutrition enthusiast, I don't know what that means, but her name's Sylvia. She's from Sydney and she goes up and has a look at labels and stuff like that. And and, you know, post video about it, videos about it, and people get involved. And she was talking about, obviously, with champagne, not everything can be champagne. That's why you see things that are sparkling whites or whatever it might be, because you can't say champagne unless it's from a specific region of France.
Weird that, and I've brought this up before, weird that applies to wine but not ham.
Yes, exactly. Forgot about that. Champagne ham can be from anywhere.
Double standards.
Right? It's crazy.
Comedy too?
Champagne comedy, yes. Mate. No, you're right.
This whole show.
Is there anything else that you can think of that's like, it's got to be from that specific region? I mean, Meredith's goat's cheese.
Yeah, it's actually it's not goat's cheese unless it's from Meredith goats.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It has to be, right? Well, in that vein, let's talk about feta. Now, you have bought feta across the journey of your life many, many times.
Many, many times. Please tell me it's actually not allowed to be called feta unless it's from the region fettuccine.
No, fettuccine does not exist. However,
there is a place in Italy, fettuccine.
Well, I'm sure there is, but feta is from Greece.
Okay.
Okay. And so there is this official notice. It's a protected designation of origin, a PDO, right?
All right.
And so Greek feta was granted that by the European Commission in 2002.
Yeah.
After this lengthy legal battle with Denmark and Germany and France, all big feta lovers.
You can get Danish feta from the deli.
Right?
Yeah.
So, traditional feta sold in the EU can only be labelled as such if it comes from Greece, because feta is made up from sheep's milk, not cow's milk, right? Okay. So, in this case, it can only be called feta if it's 70% sheep's, and then goat milk often fills up the rest. Right.
Okay.
So, the thing is, I've sent you two photos. Now, as a feta shopper, you would have gone to the aisle. I want you to imagine we're down the cold aisle there, and there's a whole different arrays of fettas. There's really only one that you should be getting. It's a Bulgarian feta. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's all feta, babe.
It's not, though. It's not. So she put up this post and it's gone viral. I've sent you two photos here. We've got the South Cape feta.
Yes.
Greek style.
With the blue packet, yep.
And the Dodoni.
Oh, right, the Dodoni. I thought Dodoni was your cousin.
Yes. I thought South Cape was yours.
Hey.
Yay, see how that works? All right, what can you notice about these packets?
Well, one says style, Greek style, and one says authentic Greek feta.
Yeah, that's not the only thing that's different there.
Made from pasteurised sheep's and goat's milk on the Dodoni.
Yeah. Look at the spelling of it.
Oh, yeah. One's feta and one's feta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, feta.
Yeah.
F-E-T-T-A.
Feta.
Is what you find. It's on the shelves and it's normally a little bit cheaper than the original feta, F-E-T-A.
See, I would say the double T is feta and the other one is feta.
Feta.
It's a feta.
It's feta. Don't need the accent. And so feta, double T, is made from cow's milk.
A fettuccine.
And that's why they can't call it feta.
Oh, what? Double T. See, I thought the Aussie one would be like kangaroo's milk or like we've milked a bunch of echidnas.
No, it's made from cow's milk and that's why it doesn't taste the same. So if you're eating it and you're like, hang on a minute, this isn't the same as when I go to Loggie's house and she gives me like this traditional
that comes in a bucket of water.
Like, right?
Yeah.
That's why. It's because it's made from cow's milk.
Right.
And that's why it's got to be F-E-T-T-A, whereas the original ones are F-E-T-A, and they're the sheep's and goat's milk varieties.
Okay.
So there you go.
Is it weird that I'm horrified by the fact that it's sheep's and goat's milk?
No, you just don't think about it.
Give me the cows.
You just don't think about it.
Double T all the way.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggie podcast.
Yesterday I decided to do a bit of self-care stuff.
Ah.
Know what? I know I didn't wash my hair. I'm washing it today. I know that's where you're going. I'm aware how bad it is. I know. But I did. I can see it. You're like, how much self-care? Because you look like an absolute turd.
Yourself?
No, I went and got my nails done.
Oh, nice. What
yeah.
colour?
Green.
Just that one finger, hey?
No. I did all the fingers. I did my toes.
Green?
Too.
It looks blue from here.
Yeah. Oh, Faye. Oh, really? Oh, wow. We've got a dress situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, dark green. And then I got my toenails done as well. Mm. But.
They got the angle grinder out.
No, the secret is. I love it when they ask me, they're like, do you want to cut your length off the toes? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like every time, if I get a pedicure, it's like all the length. Like I don't want any nail.
Oh, you don't want to overhang on yet. Like,
no,
you're like
but I'm like,
nails,
who does that? Like, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, rock climbers might like to.
Yeah, rock climbers, you reckon?
Well,
yeah, just
how
a bit
else
of extra.
Do they latch on.
But yeah, anyway, so I got that done. But see, I do, you're not going to understand this, maybe you will, but I got shellac on my fingers. So this is the stuff that it dries straight away and you can do whatever you want straight away.
Blue
it's not
light?
Like nail polish. Yeah,
blue light?
Yeah,
blue
UV light, right? Mm. Whereas on my toes, I get nail polish because it's cheaper and it lasts forever.
Does it?
Yeah. Like it just, for me, I just don't like getting S&S and shellac on my toenails.
Yeah,
I just get normal nail polish.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get it done, you've got to walk around your thongs all day. Okay? Because if you put socks or shoes on, it'll ruin it. Like you got to really let them dry.
So just like paint for the paint.
Or yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
What, did you mean my foot?
No, like shellac. I thought you were saying, like, if you're getting shellac or S&S on your knees.
If you're getting nail polish
on your toes.
The only bad thing is you've got to really let it air dry.
Yeah.
And so thongs is where it's at,
yeah.
Right? But yesterday I got home and Jimmy's like, oh, I'm going to go out and about, whatever. And I'm like, oh, well, Wombie needs a walk. I can't because I got my toes done.
Mm.
And then I'm like, it's all right. I'll take him for a walk, but we'll just stick to the path, okay? And I'll just walk with my thongs. Right, so I went down.
What could go wrong?
So I went down to it's like the footy oval in Colindina. Mm. And I went down there and we're walking around or whatever, and there's footy training just starting, young footy training, and people are there with their dogs and couples are walking around with their kids and everything, and I'm like, cool. And then so I went all the way around and then, oh, I felt something weird on my foot.
Yeah.
I've had a blowout.
Oh, your thong's blown out.
My thong has blown out.
What are the chances?
I know.
How old are your thongs?
Well, you know.
Do you know what your mistake is? You've paid $30 for a pair of Havaianas when you can get them for $3 at Kmart.
Okay. So Jimmy said the exact same thing to me. He's like, I've been telling you to get reefs for the longest time. He's a reef man, right? Anyway.
That's weird.
But I had a blowout and I was like, oh, so, yeah. Of course, number one, shock, because it was a full blowout. It wasn't just the thing that you have to squeeze back in.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just the pop that came out. No, full broken. And then you always try, when you blow out a thong, you always try and put your toe in at another angle or walk with it. You try and walk with it broken and you realize pretty quickly you can't. There's no way around this.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be barefoot on the sidewalk.
Yes.
During a dog walk at an oval
where
there's grass and also bits of like dirt and stuff.
Did you leave the other thong on?
Yes.
So you were one thonging it?
I was one thonging it.
Oh, you weirdo.
But I held the other thong in my hand broken so I
could kind of see. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Would you have not run with the one thong?
I would have thrown them in the ocean.
Both of them?
Yeah.
No, okay, number one, no. I realise what you said. But you have to at least wear one, right?
Why?
Well, just take both off.
No, if you're gonna have one barefoot, I mean...
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
I don't mind that. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. If you have a blowout of the thong, do you continue wearing the other thong until you get home?
Yeah.
Or do you just ditch the thongs altogether? Of course you ditch the thongs altogether.
No. Because I had one going. I had one going, so that was good.
Yours are therapeutic thongs anyway. They're like thick.
No, they just talk me through situations.
Yeah. We've got to get in. Oh, no, Tony.
All right, Tony, before news.
Before news.
Give it to us.
Tony, what do you reckon?
Mate, I can honestly tell you, when you have a blowout, you get rid of both thongs.
Yeah.
But... there is a new brand out from a blow.
Oh, you cut out.
You cut out. Did you say there's a new...
Oh, the thong people have killed him, you see.
It did sound like he got whacked with a thong.
He got whacked with one in the neck.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Log, the studio is very colourful at the moment.
It really is.
We have some local legends in the studio. They have been sort of friends of ours for many a year. And as the children of Geelong Surf Coast Bellarine grow up, these guys are right there sort of entertaining and guiding them through it. I'm talking, of course, about the Micmacs. We've got Joel, we've got Ava, and we've got Al in the studio.
Yay. Hello! Oh, it's good to be back.
It is, Al.
Wow, you're up and about for a morning. Oh, you know what? I've got to get up there too. The Micmacs always bring it. Mm. And how exciting is it to have you back in the studio? I have been on the Brekkie Show with Tom for about 7 years, and I've never had you guys in the studio before. Wow. Where have you been now?
Oh, look, we've been floating around. Our mornings are pretty busy because, you know, we are dads as well. Mm-hmm. So we've always got the school drop-offs to do, and we've always got the parental things to do as well. As obviously, you know, trying to entertain kids all over the world.
Yeah.
So it's life's busy, but it's great.
Absolutely. So you guys do a lot of gigs around town, all three of you. You know, there's four of you actually, but three in the studio.
That's
so are you guys busy at the moment? Are you doing lots of gigs right now?
Yeah, we are. We're coming off our big peak season. So that's in the sort of spring, Christmas area. So winter's a little bit quieter. Our next big gig is the Vivid Festival in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's ace.
Yeah, that's cool. Right in the heart of Sydney. That's May 23rd for all you Sydney listeners.
Yes.
Friends there. Yeah, come along.
Many.
Yeah, which would be cool. It's about it's a 5 o'clock show at Tumbalong Park. And look, winter's really a time for us to plan and collaborate, Tom. So, you know, we spend a lot of time communicating with other artists around the world and getting into the analytics of our streaming platforms.
Oh, it's been fun. We've done a collaboration with Sesame Street lately.
Oh,
Miss Money and Bounce Patrol and all these stars of, you know, children's entertainment music from around the world. It's so much fun.
That's so amazing. Ava, I am in love with this new YouTube series that you guys have. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Oh, well, we are doing a collaboration with the likes of Miss Money, Emma Memma, Bounce Patrol, all of these big artists, and we're all coming together to create music for young kids. And we're really excited about this collaboration because it means we have the opportunity to reach more audiences.
So the collaboration is called My Sing Along. Mm-hmm. And My Sing Along have created a 15-minute episodes of singing and storytelling. It's great for young minds, and like Ava said, you know, they've brought together many great artists from around Australia. So it's got a lovely Australiana feel, and it's built specifically for Australian kids.
Some of those artists that you've just rattled off, some of the big names in Australian, particularly the Australian kids' music scene, it's an awesome list. I can imagine visually getting you all in a room, and it'd be a little bit overwhelming colour-wise.
Yeah. A lot of clashing going on.
A lot of noise as well.
A lot of bright colours. I have to say, so I've got Indy, who's 7, and Goldie, who's almost 5, and for at least 3, even 4 years, Bruce the Hairy Crocodile has been on high rotation my Spotify. At the end of every year, rates very highly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that still slaps. How do you guys come up with new content and new stuff year after year?
It's tricky. It is tricky because when we started this, like, our kids were, you know, we're like 3, 4, 5 year olds.
Yeah,
so
now
they're 18-year-olds. So they're growing up. So look, we draw on inspiration from our own children for a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared of chickens. I think that was a quote from one of our kids when we went back to the family farm. And it's like, hey, there's a song idea there.
Yeah.
The belly button song was like, it was a genuine question from the kids. Dad, what do belly buttons do?
Yeah.
Like, okay, it sparks a thing. So, but Bruce the Hairy Crocodile, like, it's a timeless classic because I think it has those right elements of Australiana. It's got action, so it's very engaging, and it's a little bit naughty.
Cheeky,
which,
which
the parents love as well.
Yeah,
so that's the formula, is something that parents can listen to but kids can relate to.
That's
I guess what fuels what we do.
I guess the fun thing is watching kids grow up with you and then, you know, them having kids and being like, oh my god, the Micmacs, you know. Is Bubbles then about maybe adults enjoying some champagne, or is that still
most of the time
are you thinking of going into the adult kind of song
business? We we have
think
a
they
adult,
would love it.
We have our adult versions for every song. We just tweak the lyrics
that's,
a little
that's
bit.
Like the off-air show.
Yeah, yeah. We sing it a lot. In the bus, on the way to a gig, we're singing the adult version.
Oh, I love that.
We do.
Amazing.
That's a great thought, Bubbles. I like that.
Yeah. All right. So, Bubbles, you guys are actually going to do a performance of that for us. But take us back to just My Sing Along. How do we catch up with it? How do we find it?
A few different ways. If you go to mysingalong.com.au, all the information and streaming services will be there on that website. It's also a podcast. So if you go to Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts or music, it will also be there too.
All right. Well, we've got the Micmacs joining us in the studio. We'll let them get set up with the instruments and whatnot, and we'll be back with Bubbles on K-Rock 955.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Joining us in the studio, nearly 9 million YouTube subscribers, more than a decade of touring. They are our very own local superstars, the Micmacs, Joel, Ava and Al. Thanks for hanging around, guys. It's lovely to have you.
Welcome. We cannot wait for this.
Oh, yes, Joel.
The very famous Bubbles.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be bubbles everywhere. Yo, take the soap and pour it in.
Take the soap and pour it in, Ava.
Turn it on, Nanny, you can watch it spin.
Watch it spin.
See the bubbles start to fly.
See
come on, Bubbles.
Start to fly.
Flying up into the big blue sky. Bubbles everywhere, popping here and popping there, on my skin and in my hair. Lots of bubbles everywhere, bubbles everywhere, popping here and popping there, floating up into the air. Lots of bubbles everywhere, bubbles everywhere, bubbles in the air. Bubbles, woo! Bubbles everywhere. Lots of little bubbles up in the air. Bubbles everywhere. Popping here and popping there. On my skin and in my hair. Lots of bubbles everywhere. Bubbles everywhere. Popping here and popping there. Floating up into the air. Lots of bubbles everywhere. Bubbles, woo! Bubbles. Bubbles everywhere, bubbles yeah. In the air, bubbles everywhere, lots of little bubbles up in the air, woo! Little bubbles everywhere, lots of little bubbles up in the air. Woo!
Amazing!
I am so pumped. I could do anything.
I know. So weird to see that happen without sitting on the grass and having children dancing around you. Yeah. But it's fine. That was really good. I loved it. Well done. The Micmacs. Bubbles. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. And My Sing Along, get online. Check it out. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Come and see us at a gig. The booking calendar is open, everybody. So come and see us at an event or festival sometime soon. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's the Tom and Loggy Podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
What I love about this show is that we're a show where we include people. It's not just about us, mate.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is because we're real.
Well, and but it's also a lot about us. And so we do leverage it for our own personal sort of platform
and gain.
Sort of help we need, sort of information we need, we certainly do leverage it as much as we can. However, often the content itself is dictated by whatever pops up, and sometimes that's another person.
Yes, and we love that.
Yeah.
When we get a call and that person's got an idea.
Damien from Marshall's called up. Morning, Damo.
Good morning.
Now, we're about to end the show for the week and you've just scraped in, but you reckon you've got an idea about this tattoo situation with Lingy.
Yes. Now, you guys might remember a time when we were all 16, 17, thought we were older. You get a mate who was of age to get their wrist stamped to get into the nightclub.
Yeah.
You would then come in and rub the back of your hand on the freshly inked stamp, right?
Yes.
Are we not still doing that? Sorry.
I have the money and the funds so I can pay to get in now.
Oh, okay, Damon.
And also a good fake ID.
Yeah.
But instead of it, this curse just disappearing, maybe someone should get his tattoo transferred onto them.
Okay, so just to recap, Lingy wants to get his premiership tattoo removed. He's already had one session.
Yeah.
That caused the Cats to play bad, we're saying.
Well, we're saying, yes.
We've been fighting him, saying you cannot do this.
It's bad juju.
His friend Matty Stokes also said, horrible Lingy, how could you? Kingy went off on him today.
Mm.
Very emotional stuff. Are you saying, Damo, that the way we can get around this so that everyone is happy is that we just take the tattoo from Lingy and put it on someone else?
Look, I'm not going to say it's going to make everyone happy, but it might just stop this jinx from happening.
Does it have to be a real tattoo? You're not suggesting just like a fake one that'll wash off?
Look, I will let you guys and the Geelong Football Club greats work out if it's real or not.
I think
it's
got
to be a real one.
It's got to be a real one.
It's got to be a real one.
It probably has to be real.
The magic won't. Okay. Okay,
I love this idea
great
so much,
because
then Lingy can do what he wants with his body.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
But we take the curse and we stop it in its tracks by putting his original tattoo
somewhere else.
On someone else.
Yeah, so it lives on.
Yes!
I'll do it.
No, Tom, you're not getting another tattoo
I'll
from
do
work.
It. I'll...
No, you're always... You're not. No, you're actually not.
We could do it here.
How many tattoos from work practice have you got on your body?
One, two.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. You're not getting it. You're not getting it.
Thank you, Damo.
Damo, Loggie that
and
is
I
so
gonna,
good.
We're going to talk off air about it, but I think someone write it down, because I think that is a stellar idea. I think that's amazing. Thank you so much for your contribution, mate.
You're welcome.
Hey, do you want the tattoo?
Well, I'm not getting the tattoo.
No. I'm not looking at you.
I'm
looking at you,
sorry,
but I'm talking to Damo.
You're speaking to Damo. Damo, do you want the tat?
No, I don't want the tat.
No, he doesn't want the tat.
Okay.
He's not a Cat supporter.
All right,
Whereas
me... No, you're not getting it. We'll chat more about it next week.
Okay.
Maybe Jono wants it.
Nah, yeah, sure.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.